And the winner is, I'm afraid you'll have to wait till next weekend to hear who won round 5 of our 3-minute fiction contest. Our judge, the novelist Michael Cunningham, will pick the winning story out of more than 5,000 entries. Michael will join me here on the program next weekend, along with the winner, to announce and read that story on the air. But until then, here's our last sneak peek at 2 more notable stories, both very much still in contention.
The footsteps slow, but they don't stop. She understands. So many, many mothers have tried to strike the same bargain, their lives for their children's, to no avail. So she keeps talking. You can have Peter, too, she says, offering up her husband. The footsteps slow down further, but it's still not enough. Daniel stirs, and she cups her body around him. She's frantic. The ghost is right outside the door. And David, she says, crying hard now. Her brother is not hers to give. He is Jillian's oldest love. She's known him since she was born. She talks to him every day, but she betrays him now without a second thought. The footsteps stop. She holds the baby tighter, rocking him, and tries not to think about what will happen when her husband comes home tonight.
I should have noticed something was wrong, the gradual slipping away. I should have realized you were staying late at work almost every night, but I didn't. I was busy with my new job, revising poems, not to mention I'd made a new friend, an aspiring poet named Mike. When you asked me to go with you to that medical conference in New York, I said no. You asked again and again, but still I wouldn't. On Sunday, you called and said you were not coming back. On the phone, I didn't ask why, just said okay. I never heard from you again. Then 4 years later, your new lover, Roger, sent me your obituary. It's only now that I see what they meant when they said this house is haunted. In every room, I hear your voice, your silly laughter. I still smell your fruity cologne. Turn a corner and see you in the hall leading to the stairs, your stethoscope hanging from your beautiful neck.
Excerpts from 2 3-minute fiction stories. We heard Bargaining by Deirdre Gregg of Seattle, Washington, and What We Are Left With by Steve Cushman of Greensboro, North Carolina. You can find full versions of these stories and others at our website, npr.org/3-minute-fiction. Special thanks to our readers today, our own Susan Stamberg and Bob Mondello. And be sure to catch us next weekend when Michael Cunningham announces the winner.